You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. I want to say good day, everyone. I hope everybody is having a beautiful Sunday today. I know here in Colorado, the weather is actually pretty nice in Colorado. Last week, it was a little bit cold. It snowed on the ground. We had quite a snow, but it took a couple of days and it started to warm up. But anyway, I want to get right into it, okay? So today, before I get started, I just want to say this, right? You know, I'm a Christian, but I'm not, as they would say, like a born-again Christian. I'm not a person that, I'm saved, and I'm this and I'm that, right? But a lot of things I'm going to be talking about today coming straight from the Bible. Hopefully y'all can see this. It comes straight from the Bible. So I'm going to be talking about a few things because when you actually get deep into it, especially into the Bible, and you see what's going on in the Middle East today, I'm telling you right now, you know what I mean? Between Iran, Israel, there's a lot of history that's actually been happening for decades, for centuries, right? So there's so much things that have been happening since then. You know what I mean? But I just want to get started now, right? So I'm going to start off by reading a scripture from, let's see, where am I at? Hold on 1 second. From Isaiah, let's see, hold on. Sorry about that. From Isaiah, let's see. Okay, so for segment one, right, from the Rise of Babylon, right? So in Babylon rises as the dominant power. Now, back then, right, when we use the word Babylon, that used to be Iraq back in those days. So now, Babylon didn't just appear out of nowhere. It actually became very powerful by defeating a lot of strong nations like Assyria and taking control of key regions, right? This teaches us that empires rise through strategy, time, and sometimes of other powers already in place. So think about it. Back in those days, right, Iraq was like superpower of like today, like how America today is a superpower. And we just didn't become like America, they just did not become superpower overnight, right? They become superpower by actually controlling other nations, right? From nation to nation to nation. You know, so that's how it was back in those days, right? Now, when we see Babylon becomes, right, a global influence. So let's go to Jeremiah, right? Excuse me real quick. Let me get to it. So Jeremiah 51 says, all right. So it's kind of hard for me to find what I'm looking for in the Bible. No, let's see, Jeremiah 51, right? And 51 said, Jeremiah 51 said, Babylon becomes a global influence. Now, let's talk about that, right? Babylon, right, wasn't just strong locally. It affected multiple nations through trade, culture, and military dominance. Think of it like a superpower. Today, where that one nation can influence economic, politics, and lifestyle across the world, right? So, like I said, Babylon, today, modern-day Iraq, was like the superpower. You know what I mean? And eventually, that superpower just started taking over the whole world. Now, as time went on, in Daniel 4:30, right, speaks on pride and power defying Babylon. So the king of Babylon believed everything he built came from his own greatness, ignoring any higher power or help. This shows how success can sometimes lead people or nations to believe they are untouchable. Now, see, that part right here, right there, I got to talk about. Right? Now, when you see these people on TV, when you see these people on TV coming, talking mess on TV, like the other day I saw people like Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, people like Scott Besson, all of them come on TV and talk about, oh, we are tough, we are this and we are that, right? Being very arrogant. It's okay sometimes to be arrogant, right? But don't think America is untouchable, okay? Of all the things that's going on in the world right now, you know what I mean? All these people that have gotten killed by other nations, militarily and otherwise. All those things that's going on in the world, how America thinks they're so damn untouchable. And with that mindset, you know, there are always going to be other nations out there, I do believe, that is ready to really touch America. You understand me, right? These people, they come on TV, brag, oh, yeah, we got the most powerful military in the world, you know, which I do believe we do have a great, powerful military, strong military, but don't believe other nations aren't watching and waiting. A lot of these people from other nations, a lot of them like to play the long game. A lot of them waiting and watching to see when it's time to attack. I hope that that doesn't really happen, but I really believe, you know what I'm saying, if we keep having this arrogance about us, you don't think people like those Iran is waiting when this guy said, oh, this war in Iran is going to last 4 to 5 weeks. First he said a couple of days. And then he said it's going to last 4 to 5 weeks. And you see what's going on right now. Right? I'm telling you right now. You know what I mean? All these thoughts started from, you know what I'm saying, from the BC era. Now, in Habakkuk 1:6, it says God allowed Babylon to rise, right? According to the Bible, Babylon's rise wasn't random. It was allowed to happen for a reason. From a teaching standpoint, this suggests that even powerful nations may be part of a bigger plan beyond what people can immediately see. So, like I said, Babylon was originally, Iraq was originally Babylon, right? And Babylon was the most powerful nation at that time. And God, right? When God does something, he does everything for a reason, right? God knows what he's doing when it comes to certain things, because he wants to teach human beings a lesson. You know what I mean? Because when the Lord made us, he made us to have free will and free thinking. You understand that, right? Free thinking to let us make our own decision. And sometimes the decisions that we make sometimes could be very, very to our downfall. Sometimes some of these decisions that a lot of us we're making, right? So like I said, right, according to the Bible, Babylon's riots wasn't random. It was allowed to happen for a reason, right? So God wanted to teach us a lesson. So now Babylon becomes a tool of judgment. Think about it. Babylon becomes a tool of judgment. According to Habakkuk 1:6, Babylon wasn't used to discipline Israel. When they turn away from their values and laws, this shows that sometimes consequences come through other people or nations, not just direct. So, right? Babylon was used to punish Israel, right? For disobedience. It wasn't random. It had a purpose. So, Babylon wanted to punish Israel, or wanted to be used to punish Israel for not obeying the man above, right? So, again, in Babylon is used to judge others, meaning sometimes God uses one nation to discipline another. So now, when we see what's going on right now, do you think that God is using America to discipline Iran? Do you think God is using America to discipline Iran? How, if you've been paying attention to the news, how Iran has been slaughtering its own people? Do you think so? Right? So now, in Jeremiah 51:7, right? Again, Babylon influences spread widely, meaning powerful nations impact the whole world, not just themselves, right? So America is one of the most powerful nations in the world, right? And the thing that we do, are impacting the world right now. The thing that we do, we have military bases all over the world right now. And what we do, when it comes to things that happen in America too, believe it or not, it happened worldwide. That's how powerful America is. It happens worldwide. You know what I mean? If America economy is not up to par, as they would say, you understand me? The GDP, all of that great stuff that people like to talk about, it cannot have an effect on the whole world. Look at the gas prices right now going up. In less than a month, gas prices have been risen for about less than a dollar. Think about that. And not only happening here in America, it's happening in Jamaica and other countries. The gas price is high because of the war with Iran right now. You know what I mean? Any little thing that these nations these powerful nations do, affect the world as we know it. You know what I mean? Could shape the world. When America is talking about they're going to put high tariffs on other countries, you understand me? You don't think that's affecting the world right now? You don't think other world is trying to do a new world order because of that? It's coming. Y'all might not see it right now, but it's coming. And I really believe like a lot of these high tariffs too will affect this country. And it won't be for the good. You know what I mean? Because there's so much a lot of these countries can take. But think about it. The world is very big. Think about it. The world is very big. And you don't think eventually these world leaders are going to be like, you know what though? I'm not dealing with America anymore. We can just deal with each other and do our own trade. You know what I mean? When you think about countries like, let's say, continent like Africa. Africa is a big continent with a lot of people, right? Big old continent. And right now, if all the world leaders, all the country leaders in Africa come together, they could do their own trade within. They really can. See what I'm saying? And maybe this might be a good thing for other countries when it comes to to dealing with themselves, right? And doing their own trade. So they'll have to just only depending on America. Now, in Daniel 4, verse 30, talks about Babylon ruled with pride and control. Power, right? It means the power without humility leads to oppression. Think about that, right? Babylon rules with pride and control. Power without humility leads to oppression. How many of these countries right now that are powerful? A lot of them have the leaders, these countries' leaders, got some big old head, right, but oppressing their people. See what I'm saying? Look at countries like North Korea, of course, Iran, Afghanistan, those countries, right? How they are oppressing their people instead of taking care of their people. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these countries' leaders, they got a big old head. They really do. They got a big old head. They say, look, I'm in power. I'm the man that's in charge. I'm in charge, so I'm going to do what the hell I want to do. Y'all remember, one point, England, right? If y'all know a little bit of history of England history, when it comes to people like King Henry VIII, how he wanted to do everything his way. You know what I mean? Without rule of law. I'm the king. I can do whatever I want to do, right? Eventually, England have to cease that crap because they know if they don't, if they put one man in charge of everything, right? The whole country, right? No decisions can make without me. That goes for a country's downfall. When you think of like countries like Rome, right? At one point, right? That was way after Iraq, though, right? There was one point, Rome was the most powerful nation on earth, or one of the most powerful nations on earth. And see what happened to Rome? Rome fell. See what I'm saying? Is that what we want to see happen to America? This beautiful country that we live in? Is that what you want to see? The fall of America? If we leave a decision solely on one man, I'm telling you right now, America will fall. Right? We can't just leave this country to one person. Because America will fall. When I see what's going on in Congress right now, and I see the Congress people is very complicit to see what Trump is doing. And none of them is not doing nothing. It's like, you know what, an effort. I'm making my money. I don't give a damn about my constituents. That's what the money has to be saying it loudly, but that's what they're thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting paid good money. Why should I care? You know what I'm saying? Because even if Congress, if America fall right now, those people that sit in Congress, trust me, a lot of them going to be fine. A lot of them in Congress are rich. A lot of them got money. So guess what they could do? They could like, you know, F it. I'm going to another country and live out the rest of their lives if they choose to. I'm telling you right now. Right? Again, Daniel 4, right? Isaiah 13, 19, right? Talks about Babylon will become desolate. Even the greatest empire will fall if they become too prideful. You know what I'm saying? And this is very important right now, right? As I said, the greatest empire will fall if they become too prideful. These damn people come on TV, literally come on TV and talking trash that like nobody can touch them. We are that powerful. You understand me, right? And the bad thing about the whole situation, none of them will put their uniform on and go fight. They won't. They come on TV, talk trash, talk mess, but they'll never put their uniform on and say, look, I'm going to lead these troops into battle. They won't because they're scared, right? But they'd rather send your troops to die because that's what's going to happen. So far, we got 13 soldiers since the war started, about 13 that actually died, according to the news. Who knows? There could be more. We don't know. Are they telling us everything? We don't know that. They could be just shaping some of the numbers off, right? All that crap. Now, Babylon, right? Prophecy of Babylon fall. You understand me? Because Babylon, Iraq, was too powerful, was too prideful. They didn't predict their fall, that they were going to fall because, yeah, I am controlling these nations. I'm going over with my soldiers, and I'm going to take over this damn whole world, right? I'm going to be the most powerful nation on earth. That's what they're talking about, right? But according to Isaiah 13, verse 19, Babylon will be overthrown like how, well, Saddam and Gomorrah have happened, right? Total destruction is coming. Nothing in life lasts forever. Think about it, right? America has been in existence for 250 years. In just a few months from now, America will have its 250th birthday. America will. Right? But America has always been a superpower. It didn't really start becoming really the superpower as we know it today until after World War II. Right? After World War II. It was becoming to, you know what I mean? But once World War II happened, you know what I mean? Because a lot of those presidents, despite of what we think of them, right? Back then, a lot of those presidents back then was thinking strategically. You know what I'm saying? How can we be the most superpower? Because at one point, America was more of an isolationist, didn't deal with other nations before World War II. And after World War II happened, America got smart and said, look, man, we need to start working with other nations, man. That's how we're going to get powerful. Right? That's what happened. So in Isaiah 13, verse 17, talked about God will stir up the Medes against the Babylon, right? God can raise another nation, Persia, Iran, the Iran region, to bring change, right? So that's what happened. Remember, one point, Iraq, like I said earlier, was the most powerful nation, right, on earth back then, during the Bible days. You know what I mean? And then Persia, right? Because Iran is just less than 100 years old, but Persia, you know what I'm saying? Persia ended up becoming Iran in the early 1900s, right? So Persia say, you know what, Don? I ain't having this crap. We're going to fight you. And we're going to fight you and we're going to beat you, Persia, right? They become the most powerful nation, right? And so according to Jeremiah 50 verse 1, a message of Babylon's fall is declared, right? That's what Jeremiah talked about, right? Babylon fell in the hand of Persia. Once God declares something, it will happen. Because God saw how corrupt Babylon was, Babylon / Iraq today, right? They saw how corrupt that country is becoming. And Babylon, God said, you know what, though? I'm not having that. I ain't having that. No way. It's time for a change. Basically, it's time for regime change, right? It's time for a change. And now here comes Persia / Iran. You know what I mean? In Jeremiah 51, verse 7, talks about Babylon is judged despite its strength, right? Power does not protect you from consequences. So this verse is really talking about how these don't call you a powerful nations. Consequences will happen. Now look at America, right? Father Perry, and I really believe this right now. A lot of these countries, right, that dislike America, they don't dislike America for a reason. They dislike America because the America is always in everybody's business. Instead of taking care of their own people here, they're always in other countries' business, right? That's why a lot of these countries right now, when we talk about consequences, that's why when you think these like terrorist things happening, you know what I mean? the suicide bombers, all of that stuff. Sometimes America needs to really step back. I said, some of these things that we have caused over the decades, whatever, is because of us. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times we go in and bully people. Look how damn Donald Trump talked about that he want to control Canada. I mean, Canada, the 51st state. Or he want to take over Greenland, right? All of that stuff. Now he's talking about he want to take over Cuba. You see what I'm saying? You think a lot of those people in those countries are going to just make things that easy for America to just take over? They're going to fight. A lot of them will fight to death. A lot of them don't care. They're going to fight to the death, right? You know, you see what I'm saying? Because when you think about these countries, right? We're in Iraq. We've been in Iraq. We've been in Afghanistan, right? Countries like those. What the country that Gaddafi's from again? Damn, I can't even think of right now. But anyways, those damn countries, right, that America has been. And when America goes to those countries, does America make those countries better? Or do they make it? Does America make those countries worse? See what I'm saying? That's what we got to think about. When America left Afghanistan in 2021, and we've been there for damn near 20 years, Afghanistan. And guess what happened? As soon as America left, the Taliban, they were waiting to control back the country. So why was we there in the first place? Because nothing good happened in damn near 20 years. You know what I mean? Only thing that happened, really, if you think about it, is aligning those rich people in America, aligning their pockets. While those people in the country suffer. So why are we in other people's country? If you're not going to make those countries better. You're not. You know? See what I'm saying? In Daniel 4:30, right? Talked about pride lead to downfall, right? You can't be too damn prideful, man. You can't, right? Arrogance sets the stage for collapse. You know what I'm saying? You know the old saying, pride goes without the fall, right? So you're going to be prideful, but eventually you will fall if you're too damn prideful. Sometimes you got to be humble, right? Humble within yourself. There's nothing wrong with being confident, right? Nothing wrong with that. But when you're too prideful, right, like how America is right now, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about we could beat all these nations, you know what I mean? All these nations that we could beat. You see what I'm saying? And we can't do it alone. America cannot do it alone. You understand me? In Habakkuk 1 verse 6 talks about God controls nations rising, right? You know, on the American dollar bill, it said, in God we trust. Because that's the foundation, right, of this country, of the great Christian nation, right, that we live in, right? In God we trust. If it wasn't for the great man above, America would not be the America that has been known today. You understand me? There are people that when they were creating the doctrine for America and creating all these rules and all these regulations, one thing I would say, whether they were Christians or not, I don't know if they were or not, but they still had God in mind, right? World events are not random. There is a bigger plan. And you know what, though? And the bigger plan is God, right? Like Drake said, God's plan, right? Nothing happened in this world without the man above. Whether you believe in God, because we have a lot of different religions out there, right? You believe in Allah, whomever you believe in. There is a higher being, no matter how we see it, right? There is a higher being. And without that higher being, 9 times out of 10, things will not happen the way you want it to happen without the higher being watching over what's going on, right? So, you know, in Isaiah 13, verse 9, talking about Babylon's end is certain. No empire is permanent. America has been in power for 250 years, right? And it's not by luck. It's by design. You know what I mean? It's by design. At the time, don't get me wrong, though, some presidents did mess up America's economy. I'm talking about even from back in the early days. You know what I'm saying? People went into the Depression. But they have other presidents that actually helped the country, make the country better. You see what I'm saying? Right? And that was not without God's plan, right? You know what I mean? When we had the Great Depression in the 30s, right? And that was the first time. In the late 1890s, I think President McKinley, in the late 1890s, you know what I'm saying? Those two presidents, I can think of off the top of my head, how they messed up America's economy, right? But that goes to show you, right, that God, even back then, God was teaching America. But will America ever learn, though? You know what I mean? Sometimes they say history repeats itself. And will America learn that when you're too prideful, too arrogant, you know what I mean? Will you lose that superpower, right? When we put certain people in place to really take care of the citizens of that country. But yet, you know what I'm saying? Your head's so damn big that you can't see what's going on, right? So like I said, Babylon's end is certain, right? So in Isaiah 13-17, verse 17, the Medes replaced Babylon. Power shifts are part of history and purpose. You know what I mean? And think about it, right? Those countries, like Babylon, Iraq, was in power for centuries before they finally lose their superpower. You see what I'm saying? Imagine if Babylon was not so arrogant. Imagine what they could have been today. Huh? Imagine if he didn't trust one person to lead the country. Imagine that. What that country could have been today, in today's time, right? Now, in Iran, Persia, right? In Isaiah 45, verse 1, talks about God calls Cyrus by name. That means that God can use any leader, even non-Israelites, for his plan, right? Because it's not about that leader. It's not about you. It's about what God wants. What God wants you to happen. You understand that, right? So God brought Cyrus. He said, Cyrus, I'm taking you to lead Persia. Right? I'm taking you to lead Persia. And again, Isaiah 45, verse 1 talks about God gave Cyrus a given authority. Leadership is sometimes appointed for a bigger purpose. Now, right, in Daniel 5, right, verse 30 and 31, talks about the fall of Babylon in one night. One night, because of God's purpose, right? Power can collapse suddenly, right? Because Babylon back then was too arrogant. They said they could not be defeated, right? Just like when you watch a damn boxing match right now. And you watch a damn boxing match, right? If y'all love boxing. And the damn boxer said, I'm bad. Nobody can defeat me. And then finally, when they get into the damn ring, and somebody that's tougher, stronger, faster than them, knock their asses out. It happens. Look what happened to Mike Tyson, right? When he fought Buster Douglas back in the early days, right? So everybody thought Mike Tyson, oh, he's big and bad, you know what I'm saying? And Buster Douglas laid his ass out. Telling you. right? That's what could happen to America if we don't change our ways. If American leaders do not change how they think, okay? Just like I said, they're not wrong with being confident at all. Nothing wrong with that. But when you're too arrogant, you're too prideful, anything could happen. Now in Ezra 1 verse 2, talked about Cyrus, says God gave him power, right? Even foreign leaders can recognize God's authority, right? So, when Cyrus came and said, look, God gave me the power, other leadership could say, damn, there's a higher being up there. There's a higher being that gave this country the power to defeat us, right? Persia becomes the new ruler. One empire replaces another. So now Persia is ruling the world now by this time. Defeat Iraq. You know what I mean? Why do you think if you know a little bit about history, back in the 80s, man, the Iraq and Iran war back in those days. You see what I'm saying? Because this has been happening for a long time. There have been tensions, right? And these countries are very close to each other, man. A lot of tensions against each other. In Daniel 5, verse 31, talks about Darius, the Mede takes control, right? Persia, now Iran, becomes the dominant superpower. Cyrus changes history forever. One leader's decisions can reshape a nation. Can reshape nations. Think about it, right? Now, let's talk about captivity to freedom. In Chronicles 2, 36, verse 20, it talks about Israel is taken to Babylon. Disobedience led to captivity. You remember, Israel was a very disobedient nation at one point. Right? Now you see what's going on. Right? Israel wanted to attack Iran. I'm not saying Iran is perfect, but Iran wasn't doing nothing to them right now. You see what I'm saying? But Israel wanted to attack Iran. Right? And so, just like I said, right, disobedience will lead to captivity. In Psalms 137, verse 1, talks about people cry in Babylon. Captivity brought pain and longing for home. So imagine all those people, man, who got captured, right? We got captured in Babylon. A lot of them probably became slaves, missing home, missing their homes, nowhere to go, have no other choice but to listen or die, right? Psalm also discussed, Psalm 137, verse 1 also discussed, they remember their land, right? Meaning it identify and hope remain even in suffering. So think about this, right? We're talking about African slaves, how when a lot of them in the beginning start getting captured from Africa and bring to America, how much of them were still hoping that one day I would go back home. That one day the Lord would set me free. You understand that, right? You know what I mean? Even in suffering, they still was hoping that this nightmare would be over. Think about it. So think about it back then, you know what I'm saying, in Psalms, how those people felt. Think about how the slave felt, right? Now in Persia allowed return to Jerusalem, a new ruler can bring freedom. Now, in Ezra 1, verse 3, talked about, right, as time went on, people are released. Right? Meaning it means that change in power can change people's lives, right? So it all depends on the leadership. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? And then in Ezra 1, verse 2, talk about the rebuilding of a nation And after hardship comes restoration. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Isaiah 45 verse 1 talks about God uses Cyrus. That means God works through unexpected people. Right? Cyrus wasn't Persian. But God used that person to help conquer another nation, right? Now, after a while, right, they talk about return and rebuild, right? There's always hope after struggle, right? You understand me? So what that means is do not give up hope. No matter what you're going through right now, do not give up hope, right? Now, let's get into the meat and the potatoes. Iran versus Israel, right? As time went on, Persia helps Israel return, right? So Persia, Iran, helped them return. Persia supported Israel, right? That's in the Bible. At that time, Persia actually helped Israel. So they weren't always enemies, right? At one point, they were allies. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah 45 verse 1 also discussed Cyrus is honored, right? A foreign leader is seen positively. You know what I mean? Ezra 1 verse 2 talks about Persia supports rebuilding. Persia was not an enemy at that time, right? Persia and Israel was like this, close, helping each other out, right? And then in Chronicles 2 talks about Babylon captured Israel. I mean, Babylon was the oppressor of Israel. Then Persia, and then after a while, Persia replaces Babylon, right? Alliances and power always change. You understand me? So Persia/Iran replaces Babylon, right? And Persia defeats Babylon. The same region can be enemy or helper, depending on the time. So throughout history in the Bible, right? 1 minute they're friends, the next minute they're enemy. So I'm saying? The next minute they're enemy. So in modern day, right, Daniel 4, verse 30 talks about pride in leadership. Leaders today can still fall into arrogance, right? And when you watch the TV, watch the news, and see these leaders on TV, not only here in America, worldwide, other countries too, how arrogant some of those leaders are. You understand me? And when they're arrogant, a lot of times they oppress their people, right? That's why a lot of times the countries don't strive. See what I'm saying? Because they're so arrogant, because, oh, I'm in charge, I'm living a good life. You know what I mean? I got a couple of mansions, I got millions of dollars in the bank, I'm good. I don't give a damn about my people. See what I'm saying? That's arrogant to me, right? Right? Now, in Isaiah 13, verse 19, it talks about Babylon, the fall of Babylon, and it says that no modern power is guaranteed to last. No modern power is guaranteed to last because there's always other powerful nations is ready to rise for the occasion. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Y'all might not believe this, but India might be the next superpower. I'm telling you. You see what I'm saying? They might be the next damn superpower. Right? They're playing the long game. They're just waiting right now. You know what I mean? And they do have the manpower, the people to do it. You see what I'm saying? They have the people to do it. So, like I said, no nation is going to, no powerful nation is going to last forever, right? And guess who's going to suffer? The people of the nation. Not the rich people who live in these countries. They're going to be fine. Even God forbid, if everything collapses right now, these rich people, they got the money in the bank, they're going to be fine. They can still live out the rest of their life comfortable. You see what I'm saying? While poor people suffers. And you start thinking about that, right? Now, Ezra 1, verse 2, talking about leaders shape outcomes, right? They do. Decisions from leaders can impact nations. Think about Germany and the decision what Hitler decided to do, right? And how that impacted Germany, impact other countries too. You see what I'm saying? How he oppressed his people. Think about that, man. You understand me? When we put one person in charge of every damn thing, and when I think about how Congress is just complicit, right, and not controlling this damn administration to let them do what they want to do, that's scary. I'm telling you right now, America, y'all should be afraid, man. I'm telling you. Because this is just the beginning. Imagine if things keep going the way it is right now. A lot more people are going to suffer. A lot of people are going to lose their damn job. Right? And y'all think America is violent right now? Or y'all trying to blame immigrants of violence? Right? But you're not blaming your own people? And how violent? Imagine people are hungry. Imagine that. Right? And people have no way to feed their family. You don't think they're going to get violent? You see what I'm saying? But guess what, though? Those rich people, they're fine. They live in damn gated communities, right? They don't give a damn. See what I'm saying? When everything starts raising, apartments is damn expensive right now. You know what I mean? You know, Revelation talks about this, right? Revelation 17, verse 5, right? Babylon becomes symbolic. Babylon represents corrupt systems, not just in a place, not just a place. It represents corrupt Iraq, right? Babylon. So what will America represent 100 years from now? When your grandchildren, right, that you have not met yet. You see what I'm saying? All your great-grandchildren. What kind of world, what kind of America will they be living in 100 years from now? You know what I'm saying? In Revelation 18, verse 2, talks about Babylon falls again, symbolically. Corrupt system will eventually collapse, right? No, nothing corrupt is going to last. You see what I'm saying? Nothing at all corrupt is going to last at all. You know what I mean? Revelation 17, verse 5, talks about the corruption and power and the power of system. It represents evil systems anywhere in the world, man. And you tell me, any nation that's corrupt right now, what kind of power do they have in this world? You know what I'm saying? They might have power just amongst their people, but what kind of influence do they have in the world? How can they shape the world? See what I'm saying? To be better. All right? Revelation 18, verse 2, talks about how Babylon is destroyed and corruption, like I said, never lasts forever. I'm telling you, man, if these things keep happening, here in America, I'm telling you right now, things will be bad. And not going to be bad for, like I said, the rich folks. It's going to be bad for poor people, right? Every corrupt system always collapses. No matter how you slice it and dice it, every corrupt system is going to last. And sometimes America, too, when you see those leadership, a lot of those leadership in America, how corrupt a lot of them are, right? How many of those people in leadership position get busted for something corrupt? See what I'm saying? Instead of they take care of the damn people, they're getting busted, going to jail for the corruption that they do. You understand me, right? Nothing corrupt lasts. No empire lasts forever, according to Isaiah 13, verse 19. No empire will last forever, right? And America right now is, like I said, supposed to be the superpower of everything. You know what I mean? Iran, right, first, it was Iraq was a superpower. Then Iran became a superpower. And now Iran is not the damn superpower no more. You know what I mean? And these people were in power for centuries. You see what I'm saying? But God has a plan, right? And I always remember, man, God will teach. And they're going to teach. And he's going to teach to other people, to other nations. You understand me? If America doesn't get this act together, I'm telling you, people, you believe in the Bible, a lot of y'all out there, if you're listening to me, A lot of y'all believe in the Bible. I'm telling you, right? People must choose righteousness. Individuals still have personal responsibility regardless of the system. This shifts focus from nations to personal choices, right? And your personal choice is when your government is doing things that's not right, you need to call them out, right? Stop being complicit to what the government is doing, man. Because right now we live in scary time. Now, a lot of y'all don't realize that now. We're living in a scary time, right? The Bible is not just about one country or region. It's about patterns of human behavior and consequences over time. Think about it, right? The Bible that we love, right here. The Holy Bible, right? It's about consequences over time. You know what I'm saying? History tells us, man. History tells us that when we have one person leading everything without checks and balances, remember that, the nation will fall. Whether you want to believe that or not, the nation will fall. Checks and balances we need. You know what I mean? Congress needs to stop being complicit and reel this president in. Check this president, right? No one man should have absolute power. That's very dangerous when one person have absolute power. Because once that happens, I'm telling you, that's where oppression really starts. And not just going to be about against black people or brown people. It's going to be against everybody. Poor people, period. You know what I'm saying? Rich people are going to be fine. Because look at other countries like North Korea and Russia and all those other countries, right? How many rich people do they have in those countries and a lot of them don't say shit, right? Knowing people is being oppressed because they don't give a damn because they got their money. You see what I'm saying? Either that or they're just scared. They're afraid, weak, you know what I'm saying? Simple-minded, right? So I need us as Americans, an American citizen, to really, really start letting our voices be heard. Okay? You know what I mean? With this story, think about Persia, think about Iran, Israel, all of that stuff, right? And see what's going on right now. And with that being said, right, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.